Well, from MCC to GCC to FLCC, our area is fortunate to have so many great community college options. This is Rochester Speaks. I'm John Gehring, joined today by Dr. Carrie Kisker, who is an education consultant, and she also runs the Center for the Study of Community Colleges, here to talk a little bit more about those community colleges and tell us why they might be a great option for your child, especially in this day and age with the costs of education. Dr. Kisker, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, John. It's my pleasure. And I'm thrilled to talk about why community college might be a fantastic option for you or your child, because the answer is there are so many reasons why it might be a good fit. First and foremost, it might be a good fit if you are looking to save a few dollars on the first year or two of your child's education, or if you're financing it yourself, as so many of our college students are these days, your own education. You take most of your general education courses, the required courses that you have to take in each of a set number of disciplines, and then work with your college to transfer to a four-year institution where you can complete your bachelor's degree. And not only will you save tens of thousands of dollars in doing this, but as John and I were speaking about, you may be able to then take that money and put it towards a graduate degree if that's needed or desired for your career. Another reason community college might be the right fit for you is we often think of college students as those 18 to 22-year-old kids coming straight out of high school and going to college as the next step. But what we know across the nation is that 40 to 45% of all community college students are above the age of 25, meaning these are adult learners who are coming back to college either because they didn't go to college right after high school, or maybe they did. Maybe they even have a bachelor's or an advanced degree, but they are now working in an industry that is either being automated or otherwise changing so quickly that they need to be reskilled or upskilled. And we are seeing community colleges on the forefront of training students for what we know as the skilled technical workforce. These are STEM adjacent jobs, many of which pay over $100,000 per year in lots of parts of the country, coming right out of either a certificate or associate or bachelor's degree program. Community colleges are fantastic options no matter what your level of educational preparation prior to college or your goals.
Yeah, and unfortunately, so often you talk with high schoolers just graduating and you ask them, what's the next step for you? And I've heard this many times, they say, I'm just going to MCC. There's nothing really exciting about that to them. They were almost apologetic about it. How have we gotten to this point where community colleges don't feel like an exciting next step in a young person's life?
Gosh, that's such a great question. And it just breaks my heart a little bit to hear that I'm just going to, because community college is college. It may not have that four-year residential feeling to it, but it doesn't mean that it is any less valuable. And in fact, depending on what you want to do with your life and your career, it may be the more valuable option for you. It kills me to hear this stigma that community colleges are these second chance institutions for students who maybe couldn't hack it or were not adequately prepared by their high schools to succeed somewhere else. And the beauty of the community colleges, in one way, is that they are open-door institutions. They will provide you, they will meet you at the level of education that you have coming in and provide you with the ladder to achieve your education and training goals. And that's wonderful, but that in no way means that they are providing a lesser education. And to be honest, I think for many students coming out of high school these days, as 18-year-olds, how many of them know exactly what they want to do for their career? And they know how, and on top of that, know the skills and capabilities they are going to need to continue to pivot within that career so they don't get automated out or replaced by technology. Not many. I certainly didn't as an 18-year-old. So the idea of going to a lower cost institution where you can take courses in different disciplines, explore what is interesting and feels important to you, and save the money while doing that, and then put all of that additional savings and drive into the career path that you now know you would like to pursue, I think is really a smart move. And I would love to hear at some point in our future, students saying, oh, I'm just going to blah, 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 four-year institution down the road and saying, I'm choosing to go to MCC or FLCC or any of the other local community colleges, right? Because they have provided me with that opportunity to figure out who I am and what I want to do in a very cost-effective manner.
You have to wonder, too, especially at that age, and for anybody in life, just the desire to keep up with everybody, the desire to make decisions because you feel like that's what other people want you to do, the perception. So one of the critical concepts, I think, here is changing the perception, because any of those people are probably making decisions based on how they're going to be perceived. How do we change the community college perception?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. That's something that all of us can do in conversations with other people. We can talk about the incredible, innovative, entrepreneurial things that are happening on our community college campuses. When we're talking to other parents, for example, I am a parent of a soon-to-be 18-year-old who is also applying to college. We can broaden the discussion from what schools are your children applying to where are they considering going to college? Are they looking locally? Are they looking to move to a four-year residential experience? If we broaden that world of possibilities when we're even talking to people, then it becomes normalized, right? We might say, oh, my son is looking closer to home because he's got a job that he really cares about, and we're looking for a college that will allow him to continue getting work experience in that way. And that reframes going to a local community college in a really positive direction. So I think there's some work that we can all do when we talk about going to college. I also think that the media can do a lot more, and I appreciate you asking me on to this program today to talk about the benefits of community colleges and why students might choose those, why community college might actually be the better fit for a lot of students, why they may actively choose that over a residential four-year experience. I think that there has been a lot of scholarship talking about how community colleges have been on the forefront of ensuring an equitable and accessible approach to higher education for all students. Unfortunately, that scholarship often gets discussed in scholarly circles and doesn't as frequently make its way beyond that. So I think people like you and I can all do a better job in having those conversations more broadly. And I think that colleges themselves can work harder, and there's been a big move toward this, but they can work harder to tell their stories, right? To tell the ways that they are responsive to community needs, because community colleges are far more responsive and able to pivot quickly when a need arises in a community, whether that's a workforce need or a community need. But I think oftentimes that as educators, we don't think about ourselves as storytellers, and we need to be doing that more often.
Definitely. And higher education in general, I feel like recently has been under attack in a lot of ways. And there's definitely a big trend, and everybody's different, so we don't know what's going on in people's lives. But there's definitely a big trend that, hey, you don't need college. You need to go into the trades. That's where the real money is. As an educator yourself and a consultant, what would you say to that trend that seems to be gaining some steam?
Yeah, I will take issue, first of all, with you don't need college. You could just go to the trades. If you're going to be skilled and trained in the trades, you have to go to college. No longer can you go out, and construction sites are hiring people who have credentials and certificates in construction. If you want to be a solar panel installer, you have to go to a community college or other technical training institute to learn how to do that. If you want to be a welder, you need certificates in welding. So in order to work in the trades, you have to go to college. And this gets back to my point earlier that community college is college. It is just college pointed sometimes in a slightly different direction with more flexibility and more credentials offered. So I think we have to move past this college is not for everyone talk. That's just crazy talk, right? And I think it's dismissive of the institutions that educate 40% of America's college students, undergraduate college students. So let's talk more about what kind of college do we need, or what kind of college experience are students desiring, and what kind of colleges are providing the credentials that our local and regional economies need. That is a valid conversation that I hope we can have. that you don't need to go to college is, in my mind, it's both false, and I think it runs into the danger of discouraging students from going to any sort of post-secondary experience, which will, in the long run, harm both our economic and social vibrancy.
Dr. Carrie Kisker is an education consultant, and you also run the Center for the Study of Community Colleges. So tell us about that.
Yeah, sure. So the Center for the Study of Community Colleges was established in the early 1970s by my mentor, Dr. Art Cohen, and two of his colleagues. And I, along with an additional board of directors, inherited leadership of the center maybe about 10 or 15 years ago. And so we both engage in and support scholarship into the community college enterprise. And we're also involved in a number of projects to ensure that data and research pertaining to community colleges remain accessible and freely accessible to both scholars and practitioners in the colleges, and frankly, anybody else who would like to conduct their own analyses and see what's going on in these fantastic institutions. And I will say, at a time when access to valid and reliable data at a national level are really being threatened, the work that we are doing to create and sustain the Community College Data Hub, which is housed at ICPSR, the University of Michigan, it's a massive data warehouse and repository, is really critical to making sure that we understand these institutions and that we can continue to improve the work that they're doing every day to serve students and communities.
How many community colleges are there? Do you have an idea about in our country?
Yeah, depending on the definition you use, there's around 1,000. And I say the definition matters a little bit because over the past few decades, many community colleges have started to offer bachelor's degrees, mostly in certain applied subjects. And many of them have taken the word community out of their name. And others are no longer counted by the U.S. government as two-year institutions anymore. The way I define it in my book, The American Community College, and how many scholars define it, is any institution that serves both the community and its students and has that historical root as a community college, which does include many institutions that now offer the bachelor's degree. So it's roughly 1,000 community colleges. And I will say the more important statistic in my mind is that for something like 99% of all Americans, there is a community college within commuting distance from your house.
And that's something else that I was going to dive into. We have about three within 45 minutes from center of Rochester here. So we have MCC, FLCC, GCC. If you're a parent of a daughter or a son and they're thinking about going to community college, how do you choose?
Sure. I think there's a couple of ways. One is, do you have access, or does your child have access to their own transportation? Or are they reliant on public transportation to get to classes and labs and so forth? That may be a factor in where you're choosing. It may just be that the community college down the street is right for you for that reason. You may also look into the specific programs. Is your child looking to attend a community college to get that sort of lower division general education experience before they transfer? If so, check out which of those three has the most established transfer pathways to the institution that you would ultimately like to end up at for your bachelor's degree. And that's a question you can call their transfer office and find out where those transfer and articulation agreements exist. They're probably also promoted heavily on the websites. If you are more interested in a workforce development program, if you want to go into one of the skilled trades, then look to see which programs or which colleges are offering programs in those particular areas. Community colleges all typically offer a little bit of everything, but some specialize a little bit more. Some are much more geared towards transfer preparation, whereas others are more geared toward local workforce and economic development. So a little bit of research on the college websites, talking to other families in the area, and frankly, either walking onto those campuses or putting in a phone call to their offices and asking about the available programs are all really useful ways of figuring out how to do that. And I will say, community colleges are well-versed in students taking a course at GCC and then another course at FLCC and then ending up for their degree at MCC. And so they're all very used to transferring those credits around and applying them towards the student's pathway. Now, the student has to really know what they're doing and why so that they're not just generating all these excess credits, but it is possible to do it that way. And so movement between colleges is not only accepted, but it's often embraced.
You mentioned your book as well. Tell us where we can get that. Why? What we would learn from your book as well.
Sure. It's called The American Community College. There are 7 editions out now. The 7th edition came out in 2023. The first came out in 1982, I believe. And you can get it on Amazon or any national bookseller or through the Wiley, W-I-L-E-Y.com website if you're so interested. I'm not sure that anyone aspiring to send their children to college or to go to a community college themselves is going to want to pick up this doorstop as a book. It is primarily used in graduate schools of education, but it does have a lot of facts and statistics and information about these institutions and why they are so important to the fabric of our society and the higher education system in America.
If you really want to go above and beyond the American.
Exactly. And I'm sure local libraries, including especially college libraries, have a copy if that's a preferable route.
Dr. Carrie Kisker runs the Center for the Study of Community Colleges. We got to keep demystifying, keep fighting back against these stereotypes about our local community colleges, because talking with you and knowing others in those institutions, it's just not true. So, Dr. Kisker, thank you so much for your time today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.